buddy. Well, you mean the world to me. If it wasn't for your wisdom here, I don't know where I'd be. And even though we're miles apart, remember what I said. Get to heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. A fine man that you are indeed, I've never met your match. The seconds keep on ticking by the beacon on my watch. And you won't last forever here when all is done and said. Get to heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. Woo!
Well, we're coming to the end of our St. Patrick's Day special, but we couldn't move any further without having this gentleman on with one of the wildest guitars I've ever seen in my life, Sammy Horner. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. I was meant to be in tour, and I had to cancel it, so I had nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
That's true.
Listen.
What?
Are you Irish or are you Scottish? Because, you know, you're born in Glasgow, were you not?
No, I was born in Belfast.
You're born in Belfast.
I lived in Glasgow.
For how many years?
About 30 years.
Well, that'll screw you up.
It did. But no, people often get the two things wrong. You know, Scottish is kind of like, I love you and I want to marry you.
Right.
And I haven't finished yet.
And, and Irish is diddly-dee
potatoes. Diddly-dee potatoes. Perfect. Yeah, that's it. You know, people say to me, you don't sound Irish enough, really.
Yeah.
You know, I go to places like Australia and say, you don't sound very Irish. I'm going, oh, will this do for you then? Would you prefer that I just done this for all the rest of my life to keep you happy?
Do you know you've heard of the Irish Rovers?
Yes.
Do you know they're Canadian, pretty much?
Aye.
Okay, just thought I'd get that out of the way.
Mm. Well, Bono's actually English.
Sorry, got that out of the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Listen, let's get into a song. What are you doing?
What would you like to hear?
Anything you
want.
Would
you like to hear something funny or would you like to hear something traditional?
Let's lighten it up and do funny.
All right, I see funny then. You go play your drum, Tim.
Tim, are you going to bring it? Yeah, sure, knock away. He's a tool, though.
Does that mean the same here as it means right here?
You've got a wee one, he's got a big one.
Speaking of tools.
Baron.
Baron. It's a Baron.
Baron.
Aye, and mine's is too warm.
Right.
They don't like the heat, they don't like the cold. Very Irish of them. So.
So you're cooling it down. He's pouring water into his drum.
They don't work like anything else Irish. They won't work unless you give them a drink first.
right, there it is. All right.
A lot of Irish music, of course, is unaccompanied. And this is an old Irish song about a man who just did the right thing, which I think is maybe what we should all be aiming to do.
You want to
help me out, everybody in the room, though?
Sure.
Because this would normally be done at a session. So when I point at you, the word is done. Okay, one, two, three.
Done.
Beautiful. Play the drum with me when I'm playing the drum, and when I don't play it.
All right, boy. Can you handle that, Tim? Here
okay,
we go.
I once was well acquainted with a man called Joseph Dunn, a very special kind of man. He loved to have some fun. He courted young and married was by the age of 21, and a very respectable family had Mr. and Mrs.
Dunn.
Beautiful. For there was high Dunn and low Dunn and under Dunn and over Dunn. All the other younger Dunns in a night they run. There was young Dunn and old Dunn and young Dunn's youngest son. Young Dunn will be a Dunn when old Dunn's done.
Sorry, was that...
No, that was perfect. Okay. Some people say yee-haw, which always ends up annoying me.
No, that's yee-haw's wrong.
Yeah. In the course of time, now Mr. Dunn, he found himself a wife, and soon he found he had to fight the hardest fight in life to keep their little bellies full with a wife that weighed a ton. And if any man can do all that, you'd have to say, well...
Dunn!
For there was high Dunn and low Dunn and under Dunn and over Dunn. All the other younger Dunns in a night they run. There was young Dunn and old Dunn and young Dunn's youngest son. Young Dunn will be a Dunn when old Dunn's done. When Mrs. Dunn presented Dunn with her first bouncing son, they called him Herbert Seamus Dunn, but named him Cherry Plum. And when the bread of life went up and children more did come, says Mrs. Dunn to Mr. Dunn, more bread or we'll be
done.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I was like sitting in an Irish pub in O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Right.
With a couple of Canadians.
Really?
For there was high Dunn and low Dunn and under Dunn and over Dunn. All the other younger Dunns in a night they run. There was young Dunn and old Dunn and young Dunn's youngest son. Young Dunn will be a Dunn when old Dunn's done. There's only 147 verses.
Oh my goodness.
Like now here's the youngest son of Dunn, likewise the oldest son, and here's the oldest son of Dunn. When all is said and done, if any man can do all that in this big wicked world, if it's been done but done, it's been well done. So you'd have to say well
done.
For there was high Dunn and low Dunn and under Dunn and over Dunn. All the other younger Duns. In a night day run, there was young Dun and old Dun. Young Dun's youngest son. Young Dun will be a Dun when old Dun's done. And that's it, Dun.
Yes, well done, Sammy Horner on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh my goodness, talk about turning the temperature up in the room. Good night. By the way, that was also Tim on the dumb drum. He's got the hum drums. Well done, Tim the Tool. Well done. He plays bagpipes as well.
Yeah, he's hopefully better than he plays the drum.
I hope so too. I really do. Yep. So
I used to say in Ireland that was about as much rhythm as a pregnant Catholic. Can I say that?
Oh, that's beautiful. I might be repeating that later tonight. That's fair good. All right, listen. Born where?
Belfast.
Like I said to you before, under the shadows of Samson and Goliath. Yeah. How far from the shipyards?
Literally, I could see them from my house. My dad worked there.
Your dad worked there?
Yeah.
Wow. Why did you leave?
I actually left to study theology, can you believe? when I was about 10 years old, everything went bad. Like really bad. I woke up, I came downstairs in my Roy Rogers pajamas, and there was a Saracen tank outside the front of my house. Ooh. And you're a kid, you know, you don't know what's going on. So suddenly the place where I played in the streets became this place where there were tanks and guns and soldiers and men with masks, and everything changed. And at the age of 11, I took a massive nervous breakdown, they really thought I was going to die. But the situation was so awful that I had to live separate from my parents and stuff. So I ended up with things like shock therapy as a wee boy. Oh. And then they put me on phenobarbital Newton, which I quickly discovered was Carlsberg Special Lager. Were fantastic.
Yes.
So I was on a pretty bad road by the time I'd reached 16, you know. And I really had to stop all that. And actually it was coming to faith that really did change that for me.
So you're into the God stuff.
You could say that. Depends what you mean. It really depends what you mean, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of it I'm not into.
Yeah.
I get angry. I wake up angry every morning, you know.
More fiber would help.
No. Sometimes I let her sleep. But, no, I do. I sort of wake up in a bad mood and try to get myself up to a level where people can have bear me being around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But every single day there are things that annoy me, you know, and I ask my wife. I mean, everything annoys me, but you know, I spend time with people who are into the God stuff, and it seems to me that it's very, very far from anything to do with God stuff.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. That's what a lot of the show is about.
I mean, imagine this, right? A friend of mine who's a minister, right? This chick comes to him. Is chick a good term?
Fine here.
Okay. Okay, this chick comes to him who says that they're really praying to God at the moment whether they should build their third home fourth home or just buy it as an investment.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's an idea. Just an idea, like,
right. Yeah, let it go.
Why don't you slum it into three houses you've got
yeah.
that you can't live in at the same time?
I know.
And give me the money that you're going to do that and let me generationally change lives in Africa. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you say that, you're a bad guy.
No, yeah, that's right. Well, it's also, why some famous Irish artists hide their taxes in other countries.
Yeah, like you did.
Did I just throw that one out?
And,
what a cheeky
and
boy.
Also, get a seat on a plane to fly their favorite hat.
Wow.
If I was as rich as Bono,
yeah.
I would actually have a new head. I would have a different head for every day with a hat attached.
That'd be a good idea. Hmm. Yeah. How about another song?
Sure.
What do you got for me? And by the way, explain this beast of a guitar you've got coins stuck. Oh, I see a lot of Aussie coins there.
Yeah,
there's 10p.
Well, my wife's an Australian.
I've heard.
Well, you know, I toured for forever as a musician, and I would do like two round the world tours. I never do any publicity. I don't have any bios. I don't do anything like that. I just don't do it. And never tried to get a record deal in my life. Just kept getting offered them, you know. So I find myself in the road all the time. And people would ask if you're autographed, which I just find
weird.
Ridiculous, yeah. You know, because I mean, I'm playing in some bar to 15 people and someone comes up and asks me for an autograph. You think, really?
Yeah.
You know? So what I said to people was, well, I'll give you mine if you give me yours. Because actually, the most important people at a gig are the people that come to see you. They don't know you listen. So these are just signatures of people from all over the world that came to hear me play. And the coins, you know, no matter where you go, you always end up with a pocket full of coins.
Yeah,
and,
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. And the other thing is I'm always off the plane before I realize I could have put them in an envelope to feed children.
Yes.
So I stuck them on my guitar. Also, it's quite handy if you get into a fight.
It is.
It gives that extra bit of weight.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Coins in the bottom of a sock are good, too.
I was about 16 and I had never heard Irish music. I grew up in Belfast. Never.
Huh.
I knew stuff like the Belle of Belfast City and, of course, Whiskey in the Jar by Thin Lizzy. That was about it, though.
Yeah.
And I was in the Ulster Hall in Belfast and a guy walked on stage with long blonde hair and cowboy boots. Nothing else, just long blonde hair. And he's become one of my dearest friends, and he was an Irish folk singer. Still is. He's in his 60s now. And he sang this song, and this was the first Irish folk song I ever heard. And I thought, I like this. I was born in a land more fairer than many, a land that I love, a land I adore, in a land with her saints, her scholars, her heroes, a land of great beauty and legend galore. Well, her path, it was humble, she ne'er had an empire, but her children brought light out to dark distant shores, and her poets were sad and her daughters were merry. The stranger found warmth who came to her door. But greed and temptation ruined many's a nation. Aye, and men there are many who would sow discontent. If a people grow tired, then their hearts do grow weary. It's hard for to turn from that way and repent. So turn away, turn away, all you people. Turn away from your pride and your idolatry. I return, just return to your first love. And then you'll have peace and your land will be free.
Brilliant song, Sammy. Brilliant tune. Very well done. Good night. Man, am I glad we got you today. That just melts you. It grabs you and melts you at the same time.
It does.
You know, it's got a bit of a kick up the bum and a bit of a tear down the cheek.
Irish music is good at two things. It's good at being very ferocious and fast and jolly, you know, reels and jigs. And it's also very good at tear-jerking ballads. But there's nothing in between, really.
No.
Nothing at all. So it's either real sad or real happy.
Yeah, it's lead, follower, get the heck out of the way.
A bit like that. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, do you chuckle at how much North Americans get into it?
Well, I get a bit fed up with the Irish stereotype. And quite frankly, once I've finished this drink, I want to punch somebody. Try the veal. I'm here every Tuesday.
He's good. He's good, folks.
No, there's something about it that slightly does annoy me, I have to say.
Yeah.
I was in
Illinois. You.
Oh, like, yeah.
Wow.
I was in Illinois a while ago.
That'd be a good place for you to live, Illinois.
Very annoyed. I was in Illinois, and this woman stopped her car, and someone was giving me a ride, you know, and this woman stopped her car, and all the traffic and got out and opened it up. And she was a black lady, you know, and the person beside me says, oh, it's typical, you know. And I'm thinking, what do you mean it's typical? And then she wouldn't say anything else. What she said was, oh, someone getting out, you know. And I thought, well, she doesn't want to say that was a black lady in case that'll sound racist.
Yeah.
2 hours later, they took me to an Irish pub in Illinois, which doesn't look anything like an Irish pub.
No.
Where they were selling patty burgers. Now, you know what I mean? And like, oh, Flaherty stew.
Yeah.
Things like that. And you're just thinking, really?
Yeah.
And something off it, slightly annoys me, but there's something else about it I quite like, because we didn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Northern Ireland.
It's like they don't really drink Foster's in Australia. It's not that, you know, it's Crown, right? Mm. You know. Sorry.
Pretty much it's anything.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Maybe the silver.
Right, but you guys, I mean, Ireland doesn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day as much as they do over here.
I think it's become a Guinness ad. I mean, I think it does now. But when I was growing up, I mean, I didn't even know St. Patrick was on the 70th.
Right.
So
what's the next song you're singing?
Hang on, I'm starting to drool a bit. What would you like me to? I mean, there's
anything
a bunch
you want. You take out our St. Patrick's Day show the way you want, Sammy.
Well, take it out. You never say take it out to an Irishman. Don't say that. You know, I might have a pipe bomb. No. With this bomb, I'll strap to my guitar. Yeah, you never know. Well, the Irish had
the charts.
I do know a song about that, but I can't sing it on air.
No, yeah.
There's the Irish had blessings for everything. I don't know if you know this. And when I, years and years ago, I started doing this sort of Celtic rock music, and I started getting letters. You know, these were the days before email. People actually wrote to you.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing. And all I knew was the music did something. I knew the music did something. I knew the music touched people. And so I started researching it. And since that, you know, I've been to university and read a few books and stuff. And I discovered that the Irish had blessings for everything, like blessings for putting on your shirt, blessings for lighting a fire, everything. And it seemed ridiculous until I discovered something that I think is crucial. They believed that if God is real at all, then God is involved in everything. All the crap, all the bad decisions you make, what shirt you put on in the morning. Why wouldn't he be? If he knows about a little bird that falls, why wouldn't he be considering everything about you? Mm-hmm. God loves you completely. And I loved that idea. And so a couple of young people were getting married. I was doing the wedding, and I had no money as usual. I mean, I've never been in this for the money, and so far so good. But I wrote this as a wedding gift for them because I'm cheap like that.
Yeah.
And it's been the song that's kept on giving because I've still got the royalties on it.
Well done.
And it's written with that idea in mind of blessings.
Folks, Sammy Horner on the Drew Marshall Show. Tim the Tool, Drew, Sammy, we all say happy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow to y'all. And we're just going to go out with Sammy and a couple of beverages.
Blessing. Is that all right?
Yeah, a blessing.
And may your life in this world be a happy one. May the sun be warm, may the skies be blue. And may each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day. May the saints and Savior watch over you as you make your way through this old world of ours. See the beauty of the morning dew as you smell those summer flowers, as you pass away the hours. May the saints and Savior watch over you. And may your life in this world be a happy one. May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue. And may each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day. May the saints and Savior watch over you. And as you spend your time with your friends and your families, feel the warmth and love they got for you. And as you see the wars and hate that others radiate, may the saints and Savior watch over you. Everybody, may your life in this world be a happy one. May the sun be warm. What's your dream? May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue. May each storm that comes your way, may each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day. May the saints and Savior watch over you.
Ten years years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and, with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.